From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
When you end up comparing the legacy of John Ashcroft and his record, he will turn out to be one of the worst attorney generals in American history. We'll compare him to Mitchell Palmer, for instance, at the turn of the 20th century, who was responsible for the Palmer raid.
The American people expect and deserve a Department of Justice guided by the rule of law. And there should be no question regarding the department's commitment to justice for every American. On this principle, there can be no compromise.
We are after terrorists. We are not after anybody else. And all the Iraqi people, including people in Fallujah, they want us to go ahead and finish the terrorists and have the rule of law prevail in Fallujah, and this is what we intend to do.
Our forces continue to encounter resistance. The resistance is with small arms, rocket-propelled grenades, and indirect fire. Anti-Iraqi forces, outer defenses have been destroyed, and they are fighting in small groups as our forces press the attack.
Arafat was the person who made terror against innocent people his main political weapon many years before Osama bin Laden. He is directly and indirectly responsible for the death of thousands of innocent people, Israelis and Palestinians.
Today is the beginning, maybe, of a new era. But we believe that Yasser Arafat had always seeked that the new era after him will be the beginning of real and just peace in this land.
The United States of America will be more than willing to help build the institutions necessary for a free society to emerge so that the Palestinians can have their own state.